Travel Express, can I help you?
Hey, is Linda there?
Yeah, this is Linda, Travel Express.
Hi, Linda. My name is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Thanks, what?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. Anyways, I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time.
This is business? Are you calling for business?
Yeah, we're a business bank.
Uh-huh. How can I help you?
You know, based on some financing that you had done back with American Express Bank in 2014, our bank was able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just wanted to circle back with you and see if there was anywhere that you needed any financing.
No, sorry.
Okay. No worries.
This time.
Okay. Is there like a specific time of year you like evaluate like your equipment or capital needs?
Not at this time. I'm not thinking. Maybe I can. What is the interest rate on that?
Well, we have a couple different programs. Our equipment financing is like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. We have no down payment, and our rates typically start in like the single digits. And then we have working capital, which is like a line of credit in a lot of ways, but it's a little bit different. Instead of basing it off credit, we base it off sales. And we're generally able to free up about like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And so, and that's really just dependent on, you know, what you're looking to do. And they are unsecured loans. So do you have any needs up in the upcoming future here?
No, I don't need anything right now.
Okay. Are sales going pretty good?
It's slow, but it's slow. Okay. Economy is okay. We hang in there. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think like after the election, people will start like business will pick up a little bit?
It depends on the how the corporation did. I have no idea. I've been. For over 15 years. So, you know, very seldom we borrow any loan. But anyway,
I'm
good on that for now. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So do you think, does business pick back up, like, around, like, the holidays? Like, do people travel more, like, around Christmas and stuff?
Yeah.
So do you have to do anything special, like different type of marketing or things like that, or is it all just kind of...
Not much different. It depends.
Oh.
All based on economy, yeah.
Oh. How do people find you? Like, do you have a website that people, like, can purchase, like, travel packages?
I used to have an ad on, like, 48 states, but not anymore. I'm just... keep on, you know, very low profile.
So you're kind of looking to maybe just slow down a little bit versus like.
We don't need that busy, but I still keep my business. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to just keep it, but like at like something that's like a little bit more steady and like not as like you're not trying to grow it anymore.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Don't apologize to me. You got to do what's best for you, right?
Yeah, when you're young, you have a lot of energy. You want to, you know, you can work hard, you know. But when you're getting old, then so much you can do only. Mm-hmm. You know, you have limited energy to do. Yeah. So,
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank
do you have like an email address just so you have my information on file just in case you know something comes up and maybe you do need the money, you know, might be able to help you out.
Yeah, lmtravelinc@gmail.com.
travelinc@gmail.com. Perfect. I'll go ahead and I'll send you out an email here just in case. Like, I know you said that, like, you know, things are going pretty good. I mean, it's a little bit slow right now due to the economy, but, you know, things usually pick back up around Christmas. Sounds like you're not really trying to grow anymore, just kind of maintain the growth, the size that you are now and kind of focus mainly on, like, day-to-day operations, just to keep it something that you can do. But, you know, if something happens, you know, your computers break down, or, you know, you need new systems, or really, you know, just need some operational cash for anything, we do have a lot of programs there. So I'll definitely send you an email here, and then, you know, kind of keep in contact with you a couple times a year, just see how things are going, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much. Actually, one last question before you go. Do you have a bank that you normally lean on for financing?
It's first time I deal with American Express. You know, I mainly deal with Bank of America.
Oh, Bank of America. How long have you been?
Over 20 years.
Oh, 20 years. And do you, like...
Yeah, I try other, but, you know, it doesn't work.
Okay.
They have most convenient one. Yeah.
Do they satisfy like all of your business needs and wants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. Do you have like a business loan with them or a line of credit?
I do have a credit card. I don't even use that.
Okay.
I don't even use a line of credit.
Okay. And then with the American Express Bank, what did you guys use that for?
Merchant.
Oh, with merchant? Was that like a daily thing, like a daily percentage or a daily fixed rate?
Merchant is just for my credit card goes through there.
Yeah. Oh, so is your credit card processing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you didn't take out a loan with them?
I did once, yeah. That's
what. Oh, okay, you did once. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you like it?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah.
They are good. And then was it like to pay it back, was it like a percentage of your daily sales that they took?
They withdraw from my merchant account. You know, but if you don't have enough, they have to see your the sale per year. Then if you don't match, then you have to pay.
Okay, a certain percentage. And what kind of rate did you get on that? Do you remember?
No.
I
already paid off.
Okay. I was just curious. And then,
the percentage all depends on which year, how long, right?
How long it's going to be and how much it's for. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes actually a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then have you ever purchased equipment before?
No, I don't need anything right now.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and send you this email at the lmtravelinc@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And it's been really good talking to you.
Uh-huh, thank you.
All right, have a good one, Linda.
You too.
Bye-bye.